Blog Talk Radio.
Come on, come on, come on. Come on, come on up in this place right now. Is it alright if we have church up in here for a minute? If you're going through something today, this is just for you.
Wait on Jesus.
Wait on Jesus.
Good evening. Good evening, all of our friends and those who are supporters of Gospel Gold. Welcome to another episode of Gospel Gold. I'm your host, Reverend Michael Rogers. I'm glad you have joined me tonight. Gospel Gold is not just another music program, and I am not a DJ, but rather Gospel Gold is a program specifically designed for the preservation of traditional African-American gospel music. We believe that all the music that we have produced on these American shores has its root in traditional African-American gospel music. You see, it all began in Africa. With all the lavish gifts that Africa has given the world, the richest and the most unique is the combination of music and religion, rhythm and religion. When our first ancestors landed upon these American shores, they brought with them their African rhythm. It was through work songs and field hollers. These are the basic elements of the spirituals, and from the spirituals came gospel music, and from gospel music came blues, jazz, then rock and roll, and even the music that we have today. It all has a root in traditional African-American gospel music. We know that the gospel music experience cannot be told in a short story or even in a one-hour radio program. It's far too rich, far too harmonious, far too stimulating. But each week, we come to you directly to bring you the very best in what our people have achieved in the gospel recording industry. This gospel music is a living experience, always changing, always giving, always becoming the foundation that gave moral, physical, and spiritual support to a great and powerful people. That's what we're about here at Gospel Gold. It is a program specifically designed for the preservation of traditional African-American gospel music. We invite you to go to the Gospel Gold Facebook page. Go there. Don't forget to like and then share so others will know that Gospel Gold is on Facebook. There on the Gospel Gold Facebook page, you'll find some of the music that we play here. You'll also find the various gospel artists in the history and articles about various gospel artists. You'll also find the link each week for the Gospel Gold program. All of our programs are archived here on Blog Talk Radio. That means that you can go back at any time, find the program that you would like to hear, click on the link in that program. It will take you directly to that program. So we invite you to go to the Gospel Gold Facebook page. Go there. There you will find more information about Gospel Gold. Gospel Gold is on every Monday night from the hour of 9 to 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. So we thank you tonight for being a part of our program. We pray that you will tell somebody about Gospel Gold so others will hear the great work that we're doing here. Every Monday night, we celebrate Black history right here on Gospel Gold. It is our tradition that before we start our program each Monday night, we always start with prayer. If you don't mind, pray with me. Our Father and our God, we thank you for this night. We thank you for another episode of Gospel Gold. We pray, God, that something be played tonight, something be said tonight that will inspire your people to keep on giving you the praise. We thank you now, God. We pray for those who are on the line, those who are listening on this program over the internet, those who will hear this program long after it has been recorded. So we thank you and we praise your name. Amen and amen. We have a very interesting program tonight. I wanted to do something that's a little different. We're going to be coming, as you know, Gospel Gold has always used the older music. Our category starts around 1946, 1947, and it goes all the way up into the 90s. So tonight, we're in the 90s. Tonight, we're going to start right there. I thank you for all of those who have been supporters. I got some great accolades from our last two programs that we did the last couple of weeks. I've had some good emails. And by the way, if you would like to email us, you can do so at gospelgold@songwriter.net, gospelgold@songwriter.net. If you would like to call in tonight and speak to us directly in the studio, you can do so. The area code is 845-241-9839. Area code 845-241-9839. We'll be right back right after this.
should make up my mind. You tell me, come back now, but I keep wasting time, feeling so very weak. You say I can be strong. I feel I've gone too far. You tell
Commission, Running Back to You, and you'll only hear it here on Gospel Gold. Tonight, as I said earlier, we are in the 90s. All of the songs and artists that you will hear tonight will be coming from those who recorded in the 90s, early 90s, and mid-90s. I wanted to do something different tonight. We have been in the 50s and the 60s for the last few weeks, but I wanted to bring us up to about the 90s today. And one of the groups that I wanted to talk about is Greg O'Quinn and Joyful Noise. Greg O'Quinn and Joyful Noise. Greg O'Quinn picked up right where he left off. If you remember him showing us how to speak to the storm around us, and today he's showing us what is on the other side. He returns after 8 years to let us know that life is and what life should be after the storm. We understand his message. We appreciate the praise, the joy. After the storm gave us hope and encouragement for a clear new day. During the time between the last project and this latest release, he said God worked on him. In those years, he called me to preach. At the first, I ran from the call, but God stopped me, and I was reminded that when I prayed and asked God for my gift years ago, he gave it to me immediately. So it was time for me to do what he wanted me to do. So says Greg O'Quinn. I never stopped writing or being creative, but I dedicated the time to doing kingdom business. Worked on the church and worked in me. I have a new glow because of the time I spent doing exactly what God asked me to do. The new album, After the Storm, has the passion of the old school gospel with the energy and the relevancy of new school R&B. Emotionally charged, this album offers 15 diverse tracks from the traditional lead single, Lead Me God, to the reggae bounce of Pray, to the ingenious Say a Little Prayer. Tonight, I wanted to bring Greg O'Quinn and Joyful Noise to the forefront. We're going to hear a couple of songs by them. Something Within, and of course that great hit, I Told the Storm. Greg O'Quinn and Joyful Noise.
Something within me.
Something within me.
Holding the rain.
That's holding the rain.
Something within me.
Something within me.
I cannot explain something within me.
Something within me.
Holding the rain.
Holding the rain.
And all I know.
That was not Greg O'Quinn. That was the Soul Seekers. I got my wires crossed on that one. I got a lot of stuff going on here in my desk. But that was the Soul Seekers and Something Within. Here is Greg O'Quinn, What I Told the Storm. One of the most prolific gospel artists of the 90s, was Vanessa Bell Armstrong, one of the great women of gospel. I did not put her in the category as a couple of weeks ago when I was playing the great women of gospel. I wanted to do a separate feature on her. Vanessa Bell Armstrong, born October 2nd, 1953, is an African-American gospel singer who released her debut album, Peace Be Still, in 1983. Armstrong is a seven-time Grammy Award nominee. She's a Stellar Award winner and a Soul Train Award winner. She has worked with many in the industry, such as Mattie Moss Clark, Daryl Coley, the Clark Sisters, Rance Allen, James Cleveland, and a host of others. The Detroit native also has an honorary degree, a doctorate degree in theology from Next Dimension University of West Los Angeles. On August the 20th, 1917, she made her solo album on Onyx Muscle Shoals Sound Records in 1983 with the album Peace Be Still. The title track has since become one of Armstrong's signature songs. Vanessa Bell Armstrong's second album, Chosen, hit number one at the U.S. Billboard Top Gold Gospel Album Chart. And she also performed at the first annual Soul Train Awards ceremony. Her 1986 album, Following Jesus, won a Soul Train Music Award for Best Gospel Album. Also a solo from a cut from that album won Solo of the Year in 1988. She is also a seven-time Grammy Award nominee. Vanessa Bell Armstrong enjoyed a slice of mainstream success in 1980s. Her self-titled 1987 Jive Records debut yielded the Billboard chart hitting You Bring Out the Best in Me, as well as a club favorite, Pressing On. The next year, follow-up album, Wonderful One, featured a cover of the apartheid anthem, Something Inside So Strong. The song was later remade in 1995 by Vanessa Bell Armstrong, along with Shirley Caesar, Fred Hammond, Tremaine Hawkins, Yolanda Adams, and a host of other gospel artists as a tribute to Rosa Parks. The song was serviced and played on the radio stations, played on 40th anniversary of the Civil Rights icon's arrest. Vanessa Bell Armstrong also appeared on Broadway in 1991 in a production of Don't Get God Started. Also, she started with Marvin Winans in that production. Her and Marvin Winans' composition also won awards in 1987. Her self-titled album, Broadway. And she has appeared on the Oprah Winfrey TV special. She was also on Women of Brewster Place. Vanessa Bell Armstrong was also chosen to record the theme of the popular 1980s NBC hit, Amen. So when you see that program that comes on, I think it's starred Sherman Hemsley, Amen. When that program comes on, you hear that theme song. That is Vanessa Bell Armstrong. I wanted to bring her to the forefront tonight because she has done such great work. She has been such a stalwart in the gospel recording industry. She has been one of the great singers. Many of you remember her from Bobby Jones Gospel. I think she was introduced to the world through Bobby Jones Gospel, those programs that Bobby Jones used to have on Sunday afternoon. But Vanessa Bell Armstrong has a very powerful voice. She is the Aretha Franklin of gospel. And when you hear her voice, you'll understand what I'm talking about. So tonight I want to feature Vanessa Bell Armstrong. We're going to play a couple of sides from her. You Bring Out the Best in Me, Peace Be Still.
Yeah.
You're listening to Gospel Gold on Blog Talk Radio. Gospel Gold is sponsored by Faith That Lives Ministry and great supporters like you. You can be a supporter of Gospel Gold. We do have a Cash App. Starts with a dollar sign and the word Gospel Gold 22. Gospel Gold number 22. You can be a supporter of Gospel Gold. If you would like to get in touch with us through email, you can do so at gospelgold@songwriter.net. gospelgold@songwriter.net. There you can drop us a line. You can give us some information that we may be able to use on Gospel Gold, or you may have a suggestion for an upcoming program. We would love to hear from you. You can either leave your comments on the Gospel Gold Facebook page, or you can email us at gospelgold@songwriter.net. Here is our theme song for tonight, Vanessa Bell Armstrong, Be Denied Stone.
That took me as a dream.
Well, church, it looks like our time is about up. I thank you for yours. Time moves fast when you're enjoying yourself. We thank you for joining us tonight for another episode of Gospel Gold. We pray that you will tell somebody about Gospel Gold, that others will know, that they will tune in on Monday night. We're on every Monday night from the hour of 9 to 10 p.m. Tell someone about Gospel Gold. And then don't forget to visit the Gospel Gold Facebook page. There you'll find the music that we play here, some of the music that we play here. You'll find articles on various gospel artists, and you'll find the link for the Gospel Gold program. All of our programs are archived. You'll find many programs on Gospel Gold on the Gospel Gold Facebook page. We've done probably about 35 or 40 programs. You can go there and you can click on any link that you would like to hear, and it will take you directly to that program. So we thank you for joining us tonight. We pray that you will have a great week. Next week is Quartet Week. We're going to have a great time. We're going to celebrate quartets next Monday night. So tune in and tell somebody about Gospel Gold. Have a great week. God bless you. We're going home tonight with the Thompson Community Choir, safe in his arms. Have a great night.